Hello and welcome to Podnography. My name's Sam Sugar, and in conjunction with my good friends at Fleshbot, I'm going to lead you by the ears through the world of synthetainment. This week I'll be talking to Angela Maloney, whose name is as obvious as it seems and very well deserved. I'll be taking you through my favourite posts from the past week at Fleshbot. I'll be reviewing Petra Central, the website of Petra for Kike, and helping you decide whether it's worth spending 15 bucks on. And if you make it to the end, there'll be the opportunity to win website memberships, DVDs, and a place in my affections. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. First Podnography podcast. Every day, Fleshbot covers the world of the uncovered with the determination and skill of the true enthusiast. Here are some of my personal highlights from the past week at Fleshbot. On Friday, we discovered that George Clooney's spending time with the star of Emmanuel in Space at his Italian villa. The woman, Krista Allen, is gorgeous. But is this news? As any red-blooded male will tell you, being George Clooney and using your looks and fame to bed beautiful women is a decision that requires as much thought as a pigeon gives to shitting on a black car. Clooney stepping out with Katherine Mannheim? That'd be news, though obviously the kind Fleshbot would do well to avoid. On Monday, we discovered an Italian radio station that's soliciting phone cam shots of breasts for its Bella Boobies competition. Looking at the results of the 2004 contest, it's clear that Italian men, and I mean the kind of Italian men who live in Italy and speak Italian, not the ones wearing Italians Do It Better t-shirts in New York, have rather eclectic taste in boobage. Last year they chose really obvious falsies, tattooed nipples, and breasts which can only belong to a 350-pound black woman as their favourites. In my view, this cements their reputation as true lovers of women. In another story, the Japanese proved once again that a disciplined, intellectually rigorous education, leading directly to a structured corporate job, makes you nuts. Fleshbot dug up a condom packaging site which most commonly depicts animals wearing rubbers as hats. Could this have been the inspiration for that notorious live octopus clip from a few months back? God, just thinking about that MPEG makes me want to take a shower. Moving on. On Tuesday, the Best of Bay blogs had a theme which was lots of hot nude and semi-nude women, some of whom are wearing bikinis, and many of whose names end in the letter A. Surprisingly, the theme actually made surfing the pics a completely coherent experience. I suggest you try it. We also got a link to pictures providing a detailed look at the reasons Doira Baird's acting career is going so well. On the evidence of her Playboy shoot, she's going to have the massive-titted historical heroine market locked up. Until she decides she wants to be taken seriously, pulls a Jennifer Connelly, and checks herself in for a puppy deflation. Of course, replacing Jennifer Connelly in my affections is impossible. Especially now she's shown the good taste to marry an Englishman, and not some colonial riffraff. Fleshbot also introduced us to Vellum magazine. One of those titles that raises the question, is it for wanking or not? And lets you, the reader, decide. You can tell it's not porn because all the models are really skinny and posed to make you feel infantile for being distracted by their hot naked bodies. Of course, what you do with the magazine in the privacy of your own subway car is entirely up to you. On Wednesday, we were directed towards a blog obsessed solely with that underappreciated majority, big, beautiful women. Or, from a different perspective, those ladies who get all flirty when you're drunk and run at your defences. As someone who thinks normal, healthy-looking women are fine for other people, my question is, why do you need a blog for this stuff? Seriously, normal women are everywhere. Being turned on by chubby 30-somethings with blurred tattoos is almost as easy as being a gay guy in a big city. I'm so jealous. Instead of wandering the streets hoping to bump into Doira Baird, these guys get to fight Massive Wood every time they walk past the Lane Bryant, which, for those of you who don't know, is a store for the more normal, healthy, round-looking woman. Anyway, they were my faves from the last 7 days at Fleshbot, the website that puts a faucet on the pornosphere. Be sure to check Fleshbot daily for more finely filtered filth. I'm honored to have Playboy Playmate Angela Malini as my very first guest on this very first pornography broadcast. I'll now play back an interview that I recorded with her earlier this week. It actually went so well and so long that I'm going to split it into two pieces because I think 15 minutes is about all anybody can take, especially if my voice is involved. And I will tell you that in the second installment, you get to hear one of the best Robert De Niro stories I've ever heard. So with no further ado, here's little Angela Malini.
So where are you at?
Well, that's a long story. You can probably tell from my accent that I'm not actually in Vegas right now, can't you?
Sure. Are you from England?
I am from England originally, yes.
A cup of tea, then?
Yeah, a cup of tea. We have such a bad reputation. But can I say I have...
My husband's English.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then you know why we've got such a bad reputation.
I do.
although I have really good teeth, which is, you know, not generally the stereotype.
Funny.
So, okay, here we go. I'll do my best kind of high radio voice. Angela, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
And how long have you been modeling now? When did you start?
I started modeling in 1990.
That's pre-internet and everything. You've seen quite a lot of changes.
It's changed quite a bit. I find that magazines are losing subscriptions to internet subscriptions.
And how long has your website been running?
I actually own two websites. AngelaMalini.com has just had its 3-year anniversary on July 25th. And I started MarkyModels.com on January of 2005. And it's my new baby, and it's starting to grow really well, and I'm really happy with it.
Very cool. And do you consider the internet your primary source of income at this point?
The internet is my only income at this point. It's a good way for me to own a business, control my own business, and be able to stay at home.
There's an independence that comes from the internet, and I think one of the things that you can probably speak about, because you would have experienced it, is that models have gone from being employees to being private business people, because the internet has kind of completely shifted where the power is in the modeling relationship, because you don't need someone to publish you now.
I agree with that, but I also believe that to get a start, you need to get printed on paper somewhere, be it Playboy, Penthouse, or what have you, unless you get started with a pretty big internet company like Danny.com or something. One of the reasons my site is successful is because of Playboy. I honestly believe if Playboy had published me, I don't know if it would be so successful.
And was Playboy your first modeling job? I'm assuming it was.
Actually, I modeled lingerie and swimwear for catalogs before I started Playboy.
But Playboy was your first nude job.
Actually, my first nude modeling was with Playboy, and they're fabulous. They are so professional, and they make you feel really good about yourself. So if you're a bit insecure about your body, you have nothing to worry about. The only people that touch you are women, which is the makeup artist and your stylist. The photographers are amazing. They're actually very, very professional, and I'm really... had a great experience with them, so I've had nothing to complain about.
Would you say that you were ever, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would be surprised to hear you mention personal insecurities. Were you insecure with your body when you modeled for Playboy?
Well, of course. I mean, I saw these magazines since I was probably 12, 13. My stepdad had them in the house.
Your stepdad, your stepdad is probably at the moment desperately trying to justify to anyone who hears this why that was okay.
So, but it's funny because he's a guy's guy, you know, and he appreciates beautiful women, but to see his stepdaughter was a bit shocking, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, you always have this image of these models having perfect bodies and being amazing and beautiful. And when you get asked to do it, you kind of wonder, am I up to that league? Am I as pretty as, you know, Barbie Benton, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But after you get in, you start dating more security. It's just a little scary the first time you take your clothes off for a picture.
There's a question that I'm sure is on everybody's lips, which is, did you have a relationship with Hugh Hefner in the course of your Playboy stuff?
Funny. Well, at the time, Hef was married to Kimberly Conrad. So he was off limits, 100%. I love Kimberly. I think she's a fascinating and very interesting woman. She ran that house, so nobody got around Hef. It was after his divorce that he kind of went cuckoo over the ladies.
Is it plausible in your view that there are all of these women in their 20s who are desperate to be with a 78-year-old man?
Hef is a very charming man, so I can see why certain people would be attracted to that. A lot of women are attracted to money and power, and if you have charm to go with that, doesn't hurt. So, and Hef has all of that, right?
I guess so.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I said I guess so. Yeah, he's certainly, you know, I would certainly have sex with him if he made the offer.
Yeah. I'll mention that to him next to my sim. Oh, funny.
So.
But seriously, would I have?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. I do find him attractive. And I think he's very charming and very generous and very nice. I love Hugh Hefner. But I wouldn't go there.
You do realize that that's what every woman in the world says about guys they don't want to have sex with, if they like them. You just put him so in the friend zone. That's completely what I hear. When I'm around women and they're talking about some dorky guy who's really friendly to them and they're all hot and sexy and he has no chance with them at all, they'll say, he's really nice. If I was single, if it was completely different, if I was living a different life, then he is a really special person. And he's the guy that they're always trying to get their other friends to go out with. But they'll just say, no, I have no interest in the guy myself. So
no, but seriously, like Hefner in the day, like in the 70s when he was a huge, huge icon. But, I mean, he is now still, but you know what
yeah.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He was pretty hot. I probably would have dated him then. But I don't date men that much older than me.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
And we have to say...
He's like my dad's age. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, he could be, I don't know how old you are and I'm not going to ask, but, you know, he could be your grandfather's age.
He's like my dad's age. I think he's older than my dad.
Yeah.
So, for me, it's like, if you're as old as my dad, you're too old for me.
That, and Hef doesn't feel the same way, but I hear where you're coming from. I've got to say, for people who haven't yet taken the opportunity to look at one of your websites, and I'm sure everyone will, and there will be links from the pornography website to your website, but your name is not a coincidence. I'm assuming that your birth name wasn't Malini.
No, actually it's not. My real father died when my mother was pregnant with me and my twin brother.
Oh, wow.
And Malini is part of my name, but it's a middle name.
I feel really guilty because you've just told that story about, which is incredibly tragic. I mean, I'm very sorry to hear that. It's impossible to imagine. And there I was thinking that your name was a play on the fact that you have large breasts.
how would Angela Mulaney be a play on large breasts?
Well, I'm English. I heard Mulaney. I first thought it was Maloney.
As in, like, melons. Boobie?
Melons. I thought it was kind of a pun on the word melon.
Mad.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that embarrassing? And, you know, now probably everyone listening to this is going, I never thought that. So I'm just the pervert who hears the word Mulaney and thinks, you know, melons. Wow.
You are it's very English of you.
Yeah, I know. I know. I should. It's a whole. That's going to be another 6 months of therapy right there. Just me and my fruit.
Can I recommend a doctor for you? I'm just kidding.
I've probably seen them. I've been through so many. But, you know, it is a fair connection to make. We're in an industry which contains people with names like Ashley Juggs and Tracy Topps, you know. And I used to work for a woman with incredibly large breasts. So,
well, my boobs are 100% natural.
Bravo.
Thank you.
And
I am so afraid of going under the knife. I refuse to do it.
Why would you? I mean, why should you? You're lovely. You've been in Playboy. There's no point. Do they cause you problems? Are your breasts problematically large?
No. I'm 5'5".
Uh-huh.
And they're 34C. But they're not too big. They're just plump enough for a good handful.
Well, I happen to know you're married. So, you know, I'm in a very privileged position here. I'm talking to you. You're talking about your plump handful, and I have to remember that this is supposed to be a professional engagement, because normally at this point there are so many other questions I'd be asking that I'm not going to ask now. So moving on to more decent and clean matters. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was, as someone who certainly in the terms of this industry is something of a veteran, and I don't mean an animal doctor, I mean someone who's been around for a while, what would you say to a young woman who was considering getting into nude modeling herself? And to make that a little harder, because I know what you're going to say, you're going to say, do Playboy, it's great, but very few people can get into Playboy, and Playboy don't actually pay very much. I mean, how much did they pay you back when you did Playboy? Do you remember?
Actually, Playboy pays more than anybody else.
Yeah, but I know a couple of Playmates myself, and
relatively, they don't, because, okay, I just submitted a girl, and she just became a Playmate. Destiny Davis, January 05.
Okay.
And she'd never done any nude modeling. She came to me, and she said, I'd really be interested in doing this. And I told her the good, the bad, and everything that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what I said was, Playboy pays $25,000,
mm-hmm.
but you're giving up a month of your life. Penthouse pays $5,000,
mm-hmm.
but you're giving up a week.
Yeah.
So, relatively, Penthouse pays more, right?
The last time I was on kind of really good terms with a Playmate, unfortunately, it's been a long time, but I very briefly dated a Playmate who shall remain nameless, because she's now...
I do tell.
No,
I can keep a major secret.
I'll tell you off air, I'll bleep this if I can work out how to do a bleep. Okay, the Playmate that I dated, drumroll please, and I really hope that I remember to get rid of this, was... Are you familiar with...
She's lovely.
Yeah, she was I'm now going to give the month away, so I have to bleep this bit too, but she was
she's gorgeous. I've never met her, but I know who she is.
You know,
she's
what
beautiful.
It was, yeah, it was crazy.
And she's the best Playmate ever.
I didn't know that, although I did know that she's very tall. I'm pretty tall, but she was, and it was a complete joke going out with her, because people would just stare. I mean, people would just gawp at this
woman.
Because
you're both lovely and you're both tall, right?
I'm not any... You've got to be kidding me. The only way I managed to come into contact with this woman is that she's from a very, very small town, and her best friend... I mean, and really, when I say a small town, I don't mean, you know, 5,000 people. I mean 500 people. And her best...
Right.
Yeah, and her best friend was dating a guy who worked for me, and there was this work function, and you could only bring people who were in the company or boyfriends and girlfriends. So she asked me, she said, I want my friend to come, but she could only come if she's someone's date. And she said, do you have a date, Sam? And I said, no, I don't have a date. So, you know, tell me about her. And she said, well, she's just about, you know, she's in 2 months' time, she's going to be the Playboy centerfold. So I considered it long and hard. And after a couple of days, I got back to her and said, you know what? I might just give this thing a go. And
you took 2 days to say yes to a centerfold.
No, I'm joking. I was chewing her arm off. No, but she was lovely. She was absolutely spectacular woman. But I know that back then she got paid $25,000. But at the time, I was also under the impression that she had to sign an exclusive contract with Playboy for 2 years.
That's the problem.
And they said to her that she couldn't open a website. Back then.
That's another problem.
Yeah, so $25,000 over 2 years is less than you get at Walmart, because if they don't call you up to do other jobs, or you don't want to do the jobs they're offering you, then you're really, really stuck.
Well, a lot of the other girls go and do it anyway. A lot of girls are actually afraid of Playboy because they think, well, if I do this and that and the other, then I'll lose my contact with them. Mm-hmm. And likely so.
So what would you say to someone, I mean, if, because very few people can get into Playboy, if you can't get into Playboy, what advice would you give someone who is considering nude modeling? Would you say don't do it at all, or would you give them other advice?
I always tell the girls to be 100% sure that they want to do this. They should really think about it, because once the photos are out there, you can't ever, ever take it back. Mm-hmm. And I told the same thing to Destiny. I said, you know, once you shoot nudes, there's no going back, so make sure you want to do this. If you want to be an actor, if you want to be in the entertainment industry, it's perfect. If you want to be a doctor someday, a school teacher, it might not be something you want to do.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to part one of our interview with Angela Mellini. Check back next week for part two and Robert De Niro. Welcome to Pornography Reviews. Each week I'm going to review DVDs, podcasts, and pay sites on your behalf, but I feel that I have the right to change that definition as and when I feel like it. Essentially, if your genitals would appreciate it, I'm willing to look at it, and as pornography is almost impossible to define, I think it's fair to include anything that excites you enough to make you temporarily left-handed. Now, today I'm going to take a look at Petra Verkaik's website, Petra Central. There's a link to it on the Pornography website, of course. Why am I looking at Petra Central? Well, the obvious answer is that there's a hypnotic attraction that can only be held and focused by enormous jiggling boobies. The professional answer is that she's the most published woman in Playboy history, though as an expert on these matters, I suspect that too has something to do with those gigantic girl hams. Now, when you get to Petra's website, you're greeted with a little flash, not of Petra's bits, unfortunately, but a flash website interface. I'm not a big fan of flash on the free side of websites. In fact, I'm not a big fan of flash anywhere. If you struggle through the flash and you click around on the free side of the website, you'll see that there's not really an awful lot there. Petra's certainly not about giving it all away free. She really wants you to spend your $14.95. And so on your behalf, I opened my wallet, relaxed, got a nice bowl of warm water to one side of me, some moist towelettes, and I explored the website for you. So what happens when you get inside? Well, Petra is 5'8", size 4, and a natural 32 triple D. Her website is dedicated to her incredible and some might say magnificent breasts. Like some kind of busty Autobot, according to her website, she can magically become a mere 34 double D. Although why you'd want this and how you would initiate the transformation is not listed. Now, her site is split into 9 sections, and when you first arrive, you're dropped straight into the gallery. The gallery contains over 210 photo sets, according to Petra. I didn't count, but there's no reason not to trust her. Women with breasts that big don't lie. They're nicely presented, over 4 pages of thumbnails. Now, all Petra's photo sets are named and presented on their own page. Most of them contain 20 to 30 pictures, and they're all presented at high resolution. In fact, with dimensions of over 1,000 pixels a side, some people are going to have trouble fitting entire images on their screen. If you fall into that group, you can use a porn-friendly browser like Firefox, Internet Explorer, Safari, I'm sure there are others, that automatically resize images to fit your resolution. If you don't have a porn-friendly browser, you'll just have to focus on the bits that matter. Now, in the Playmate tradition, Petra is strictly softcore. Her images are an homage to her body, not the record of experiments into what can be done with it. The quality of her images in the galleries is amazingly high, and for fans of high-end magazine photography, this site is going to be heaven, if heaven is anything to do with enormous natural breasts topped with hard cocoa nipples, of course. Now, surfing Petra's photos could be easier. She does have next and previous buttons that allow you to flip from image to image, but for some reason, I found them hard to find. You've probably got more focus than I have, but you do need to make sure that you find them, because otherwise each image opens up in its own window. I don't know why it has to do that, but each image opens up in its new own window, and if you're trying to maintain a steady, loving rhythm with yourself, it can really throw you off. I almost did myself an injury when I was looking through a photo set called Lacey Afternoon, and, you know, if you see Lacey Afternoon, I'm sure you'll understand why. Now, Petra also has a diary on her website, which is a simple text blog. When she posts a couple of times a week. However, it's not very regular. I did enjoy it, though, and I think any women who are jealous of Petra's spectacular natural body will take heart from knowing that at least half the entries begin with the words, "My back is killing me." Other recurring phrases in the journal are, "Why does no one look me in the eye?" and "I can't believe they let me off another speeding ticket." Petra has a girlfriend section, which logically contains photos from friends of Petra who are girls. Most of her friends appear to be world-famous glamour models, playmates, and penthouse pets. Nothing wrong with that. But after studying their pictures closely, it became clear to me that none of these women would ever, under any circumstance, actually become my girlfriend. And because of that, I found this section depressing and unnecessarily cruel. Now, Petra has a news section. It's painfully short on information regarding current world events, but she makes up for it by giving readers a pictorial glimpse into the life they might have led had their tits been bigger. It includes television appearances, parties, and being felt up by Willie Nelson. Really, it's all there. Also, as if the great cliche gods themselves had decided to intervene, you can see Petra being subtly manhandled at the Playboy Mansion by questionable celebrities like Mini-Me, Vern Troyer, Fabio, and of course, Bill the Mac Mar. The really depressing thing about this section is all the photographic evidence of rich, famous guys failing to score. It's quite pathetic. Petra also runs an advice section on her site, Dear Petra. It hasn't seen any action for a while, so isn't really worth discussing in much detail. I'm surprised it exists on the website at all, because if a guy needs to know about relationships and has $20 to spend, instead of joining Petra's website, or anyone else's website for that matter, he can talk to a stripper. Strippers know about life. They look good, and unlike therapists who'll try and talk you into being happy, as long as you keep your hands to yourself, a stripper will grind themselves against your leg until you are actually happy. And I always find that being happy is better than talking about being happy, which is why I favour strip clubs to therapists' offices. Now, I know not all of the women out there are going to be with me on this, but there's a logic there, so, you know, give me a chance. Petra's video section matches her photo section for quality, but isn't very deep. The files are available to download at a range of sizes, and the largest files are really high resolution and very high quality. I could download at about 165k a second. As a side note, I can upload, if you know what I'm saying, at about 28 miles an hour, which is actually completely average. But the fast download speeds that Petra manages to get out of her website means that even the largest files, which top 60 megabytes, come down in a few minutes. And for fans of naked women writhing about, that's good value. Now, Petra seems to be updating the video section about once a month, which isn't going to satisfy video files. But if, like me, you watch each clip for about 43 seconds at a time, once a month's going to be fine. Now, there were a couple of other sections online, but by the time I got this far into my investigation, the only thing that was going to come out of my penis was blood and little white clouds of powder. So I stopped looking through and decided that I should pick up the microphone and tell you all about it. So in summary, what about Petra's site? Well, the downsides are updates seem to be fairly rare at the moment, and there are a number of complaints from subscribers in her message board system which suggest this has been a problem for a little while. I would suggest that Petra add a list of recent updates to the free side of her website so people can see when the problem's been fixed. And I would say the other thing, if you're expecting to see a famous playmate do more than she does in Playboy, i.e. be more explicit than the magazine will allow, this is not the place to find it. On a positive note, the site is good looking. It has some astounding photo content. If you're a fan of Petra, a fan of Playboy and their whole Playboy shtick, or someone who just doesn't believe that breasts can ever naturally get that big, you're going to enjoy it an awful lot. That is the end of the show for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the very first podcast of Podnography. If you have anything to say, suggestions to give, email podnography@gmail.com. If you want to win DVDs or the year's free membership to a website that for the moment I won't name because I don't know exactly which one it's going to be, again, email gmail@podnography.com. To win those DVDs or the membership, send an audio file, photographs or a video clip, something that amuses me, and I will pick the most worthy applicant. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to visit fleshbot.com every day. It's what's good for you, especially below the waistline. And if you want to hear more about me, you can visit sugarbank.com, where I hang out during the day. Have a great week, and I will speak to you again soon.